The Colgate Palmolive Peach Company, makers of Palmolive Soap, Your Beauty Hope, and Palmolive Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable shave, present K. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge with its new feature, Comedy of Errors. And now, to put our contestants through their Comedy of Errors, here's Palmolive's old professor, K. Kaiser! And folks, how y'all? Well, that's good. Welcome to the college, because Ishka Bibble, Handsome Harry Babbitt, the Foster Band, and all the gang and I are raring to go. Also, Professor, tonight we're going to do three more Comedy of Errors sketches. There are at least five mistakes in each, and by detecting these errors, our three contestants have a chance to win $150.
Plus, the big $100 Palmolive payoff. But, first, here's the Foster Band with another page from our album of campus favorites. A salute to the Army.
Well, again today. That was great, Varsity Ben. And now, before our first Comedy of Errors, let's listen to our Dean of Beauty, Vern Smith. Dean?
Remember, doctors prove the Palmolive plan can bring 2 out of 3 women lovelier complexions in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women in their 50s, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. 1 minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Rinse. Do this 3 times a day for 14 days.
That's all. But doctors proved this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested lovelier complexions in 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in 14 days.
For tub or shower, get the big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Now, back to the classroom, where the old professor is ready with our first Comedy of Errors.
Right, Dean Heaston. And our first contestant is Mr. Edmund Slattery of New York City. How about that? Yeah. Well, he's certainly a big hunk of man there, Mr. Slattery. How long have you been out here from New York City?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks. What's your business, Mr. Slattery?
Police.
You're a policeman. Oh, I see. You're over here. You heard we were getting away with murder, huh? Well, boy... You're a hunk of man, Slattery, and that's no flattery, is it? I'll be good. You go right over there and see how many errors you can detect. There's a pencil and paper policeman, huh? We'll give him all the answers right off the bat. Let's say, all right, Mr. Slattery, you're, according to your card, you're a football fan. So your comedy of errors is about football. And $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least 5 and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive pays.
And now here's Jim Doyle, our comedy of errors sports reporter. So, Ed Slattery, start looking for those errors right now.
Well, friends, it's another big season on the gridiron. The Wolverines of Michigan have proven to be a powerhouse team with the All-American halfback Tommy Harmon back in the lineup. It's interesting to note that Vassar does not have a professional football team again this year. Of course, it's presuming to make any predictions this early in the season, but Notre Dame looks like a cinch to walk off with a Big Nine title. Today, they defeated Nebraska 31-0. They're beating all their opponents, which bears out what I thought when I saw Notre Dame in their early September spring training. Here's an interesting bit of information that I picked up today. Betty Grable has just been signed to play for the Green Bay Packers. The Army Mule, on hand for many a gridiron clash, will meet the Navy Goat when the two service teams meet again before very long, and that old cowhide football will really take a kicking around in that game. Here's a new rule that's been inaugurated. A 5-yard penalty will be imposed on the team taking too many timeouts during the halftime period. And here's one for the book. The University of California will actually play the University of California at Los Angeles this year. But as in the past, the football highlight will be next year's Tournament of Roses clash in the Hollywood Bowl. That's all for now, and thanks for listening.
All right, that's Joe Comedy of Errors, Mr. Ed Slattery, policeman from New York City. And $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least 5 and you get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive pays.
There's the bell, Mr. Slattery. Step right up and read off the errors you detected. Being a policeman, you should have no trouble detecting errors. What's the first one?
First one was Tommy Harmon.
What about Tommy?
He doesn't play with Michigan.
He doesn't play with Michigan now? That's right. That was an error. He plays with the Los Angeles Rams. Of course, Tommy's all tied up with knots now. Last week, he tried to run around his own end.
All right, Ed, what's the next one you detected?
Second one was Vassar about a professional team. They never did have a professional team.
Well, that's exactly right, so it wasn't an error. That's just what we said. We said Vassar will not have a professional team again this year, which made it a true statement. All right, I'm sorry, but that's not an error.
Notre Dame, they're not a member of the Big Nine.
You're certainly right. That's an error. The Fighting Irish don't belong to any football conference. The only conference they have is once a year they meet to see if they let an Irishman on the team. Ed, you got something there?
The point about the September training.
Well, yes, that's right. We said training in September, spring training.
That wouldn't be spring training.
But they do train in the spring.
That's right.
They have spring training. They train for the passes they're going to make all summer. Oh, look at the girls applaud. You know what I mean, huh? Oh, they got pretty good defense, I'm sure. Go ahead. What do you say there, Ed?
Pretty good is right. Betty Grable.
What about it?
Green Bay Packers, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, that's right. Of course, Betty Grable wouldn't play with the Packers.
That's right.
But she could play with the Packers. She's packed right. Oh, brother. Go ahead, Ed.
The rule on the 5 yards at halftime, that's
certainly an error, right? During the halftime period, there can't be any timeouts. During the half, the coach sits the team down and gives them a few new wrinkles, don't they? Yeah, that's right. And then the customers stand up and get rid of their wrinkles, you know. What else you got, Ed, any day?
The University of California playing the University of California.
Oh, I'm afraid that's not an error. You see, the University of California will play the University of California at Los Angeles. There are two universities of California, UCLA at Los Angeles and UC at Berkeley, and they do play at Los Angeles this year. So that was just a little tricky thing. You being from New York, you wouldn't know about that.
I wouldn't know that.
All right, Ed, what else?
And the Tournament of Roses in the Hollywood Bowl, that's incorrect.
That certainly is incorrect. The Tournament of Roses is held in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. The Hollywood Bowl is the famous outdoor amphitheater where Margaret Truman made her public debut.
You know, Professor, I'm surprised her father let her do that.
Is you surprised the president let his daughter sing in the bowl?
Yeah.
Why?
It was a dewy night.
All right, Ed, you have any more? That's all. All right, Dean Heaton, what's the score?
6 errors detected, and Palmolive pays $50 plus a 6-month supply of Palmolive shave cream.
That's fair. You were swell, Mr. Slattery. Remember, you still have a chance at our $100 Palmolive payoff. And now, here's our second comedy of errors, and our second contestant is Mrs. Harriet Radford of Compton, California. Mrs. Radford. From Compton, we're certainly thrilled to have you here at our microphone. Do you live in Compton?
Yes, I do.
I see. Well, that's fine. What do you do, Ms. Radford? Do you work there?
Yes, I do.
What's your business, Miss?
Work in a garment factory.
In a garment factory. What do you do in the garment factory?
Should I tell?
Well. Let's not pull a bloomer here. What do you do in the garment factory, Mrs.?
I make brassieres.
Make brassieres? Well, that's very interesting. Well, I'll admit it, I'm stuck. All right, Mr. Miss Rudd, but let's have a seat right over. You do make garments, too?
No, I don't.
I see. Well, the folks who do live on the fat of the land, don't they? Have a seat, Mrs. Radford. Let's get into your comedy verse, because your card says that you're familiar with music, composers, and singing. And so your comedy verse will deal with those subjects. And $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least 5 and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palm Olive pays.
All right, set the scene, Dean. And Mrs. Radford, start looking for those errors right now.
Harry Babbitt is about to rehearse the beautiful song you hear in the background. It is one of Stephen Foster's greatest compositions. Stephen Foster, who wrote such songs as Old Black Joe, Old Dog Tray, The Last Rose of Summer, and Nellie Was a Lady. And now here's Harry to rehearse the song to which Stephen Foster gave the title of Swanee River.
Swanee River, the title. All right, Harry. Let's try it. Say, boys, give him an introduction and make it soft and sweet. Here we go.
Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the veterans stay.
You know, Harry, if I'd been Stephen Foster, I'd never have sold a beautiful song like that for $15. Go ahead, Harry, finish the song and take the ending just as Foster wrote it.
All the world am sad and dreary everywhere.
Thank you, Harry. You've just finished the song that I think is one of the most beautiful waltzes ever written. Everybody, did you get 6 hours? I'll bet you. All right, that's your comedy verse, Miss Radford. And remember, $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least 5 and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palm Olive, hey.
Oh, where's the bell? Step right up, Miss Radford, and read off those errors.
Well, he didn't write all those songs, I don't think, that you named off.
Well, but which one would you say?
Last Rose of Summer. I don't believe he wrote that.
Well, you're certainly right. That's the only one of the four he didn't write. I thought sure you'd pick on Nellie Was a Lady, but Stephen Foster did write that. He didn't write The Last Rose of Summer. Friedrich von Plotho wrote The Last Rose of Summer.
Speaking of roses, Professor, you know, my girl has lips like petals.
Rose petals?
No, bicycle petals.
Oh! Take your remarks and peddle them somewhere else. Now, what else did you have, Miss Ratchet?
Well, you told them to play soft and sweet, and they played very loud. And...
yes, that wasn't soft, sweet music,
no.
Was it? It was. You think that was loud, huh? You think the band was loud?
That's right.
That ain't nothing. One night they played Chloe so loud they got an answer. What else did you find there, Mrs. Ratchet?
Then when he was singing, he said, down where the veterans stay, and it wasn't veterans.
That's right. That was an error. The line should have been, there's where the old folks stay. It's not where the veterans stay. Of course, nowadays, a veteran's glad to have any place to stay. All right, what else did you find there, Mrs. Rudd?
Well, you said he sold it for $15. I don't believe he sold it.
Oh, I'm sorry. According to our research department, Stephen Foster sold the old folks at home to E.P. Christie for just $15.
Well, when the next one was when... You told him to sing the ending, and he didn't sing the ending.
He didn't go all the way,
no.
Did he? No, Harry didn't give us our full measure, did he? He stopped right in the middle of a bar. But with the distillers closing down for 60 days... Well, I know, you're laughing, but with these distillers closed down, you won't get a full measure in lots of bars. You know? All right, what else did you have?
It wasn't the waltz, I don't believe.
You're so right, that was an error. The song is in 4-4 time. You see, 2-4 time is a two-step, and 3-4 time is a waltz. And 4-4 time is a foxtrot.
You know, Professor, my father taught me all of them steps.
Geez, how come your father taught you all those steps?
He was my stepfather.
Oh! Is there anything else, Mrs. Radford? Is that...
No, yep. I believe that's all.
You think that's all? All right, Dean Heaston, what's the score?
5 errors detected, and Palmolive pays $50 and a 6-month supply of Palmolive soap.
Now, Professor... Well, the folks at home, here was an error that was not detected. Well, they played Swanee River. The title of the song is not Swanee River. It's Old Folks at Home.
Correct. The real title is not Swanee River. It's The Old Folks at Home. Of course, that's confusing to a lot of folks because the old folks actually lived on the on a river, you see. They not only had a river in front, the old man had a creek in the back. Ooh,
that terrible? All right, don't go away, Mrs. Radford, because you still have a chance at our $100 palm olive payoff. We'll have our third comedy of errors in just a moment. But right now in the old college, it's time for Handsome Harry Babbitt.
You know, Harry's song tonight is mighty nice, Kellen, mighty nice. It's, You Do. Sing it, Harry, do.
Who knows how much I love you? You do. No one means more to me. December and smile it into May, and then December comes back again when you're away. Who has a charm that very few do? Makes life necessary. You do, and who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Ooh, don't give me three guesses. One will do.
Harry, that was really swell. Harry Babbitt, boy, you really sing, and I mean you do, Harry. And now here's our third comedy of ours, and our third contestant is William Sylvia, a sailor from the Bronx, New York. William. Say, what's your rank, William?
Seaman first.
Seaman first class. Well, that's wonderful, William. Where are you stationed?
Naval Air Station, San Diego.
Naval Air Station, San Diego. You're up here on a bit of a weekend leave,
yeah, right?
All right. Let's take you go right over there, and I hope your head is very strong tonight, a strong end, so that you can think it up on your comedy of errors and make some money. And your comedy of errors, William Silver, Seaman first class from Naval Air Station, San Diego, your comedy of errors is the story of Paul Revere, based on facts taken from the Columbia Encyclopedia. There are at least five errors and $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least five and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palm Olive pays.
Set the scene, Dean. And Bill Sylvia, start looking for those errors right now.
Palm Olive presents the Old Fest as Paul Revere in Paul Revere's famous ride from Charlestown to Lexington. It's midnight, just outside Boston, Massachusetts. It's the 18th day of April, 1775.
Well, Bill Dawes, tonight we must ride and warn the countryside. Oh, to spread this bad news will be like pulling teeth.
That shouldn't bother you, Paul. You're a dentist. Come on, I'm with you.
Thanks, Bill.
So these two men prepared to ride and warn the countryside that the Sassenachs were coming. Signal lights were to be hung in the old North Fish Market. One if by land, two if by sea. Paul took a rowboat, rowed across the river, and waited impatiently for the signal.
Say, where are those signal lights? Why don't they... There! There's one light. Wait! There's two! They're coming by land.
Paul quickly mounted his horse, took the reins in his hands, and rode through the countryside to warn the people that the British paratroopers were coming.
To arms! To arms! The British are coming!
Hurry up!
To arms! To arms! The British are coming!
Hurry up!
Just a minute! Who did you say was coming? Who?
I said the British... Whoa, horse! I said the British are coming, miss. Tell your family.
Oh, dear, the British coming. Well, won't you come in?
I'm sorry, I can't. I must ride on and warn the redcoats the British are coming. Giddy up. Come on! All right. That's your comedy of errors. Sylvia, brother Sylvia, what's your first name?
Bill Sylvia.
All right, say Bill Sylvia, step right up and read them off. And remember, $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least five and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive pays.
There's the bell. Bill, go right ahead. What was the first error you detected?
18th day of April.
The 18th day of April, I'm sorry, but according to the encyclopedia, that was the date. We were not in error there. What else? What's the second one?
Oh, midnight. Well, they didn't strike on the bells.
You were so right. The clock only struck four times. But you see, this was a very tense moment, and the clock stopped to wring its hands. Oh, we gave it to watch that time, didn't we? Go ahead. What else you got there, Bill?
Dentist.
Oh, I'm afraid, but according to the encyclopedia, Paul Revere really was a dentist on the level. He also made the first paper money in the country. All right, go ahead, Bill.
British? I don't have that exactly.
British, what you mean? Let's see if I can help you there. The British, what you mean? You mean the Sassanacs?
Sassanacs.
Well, that's not an error either, because the Sassanacs were the British. That's another way of saying the British. But keep going. You're certainly on your toes. You're picking up everything.
Fish market.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The fish market definitely was an error. The fish market certainly was an error. It was the old North Church where they hung the lights, not the old North Fish Market. That's an error, because you don't need a light in the fish market. You can find it in the dark. You know? What else you got, Bill? What else?
The rowboat.
The rowboat was not an error. The true story of Paul Revere says that Paul Revere did take a rowboat, cross the Charles River, and await the signals. Go ahead, though.
And the two, of, one of my land and two of my sea.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
That.
That's right. I said the two said they were coming by land. I said they were coming by land, and that's not correct. They had to come by sea because the Patriots had destroyed the bridges. They kind of caught the British with their bridges down, you know.
You found out the redcoats. The British at the redcoats are coming. Well, the British were the redcoats.
That's so right. That was an error. The British and the redcoats were the same thing. And we were very nice to the British too. We certainly were. As soon as the redcoats were spotted, we took them to the cleaners.
In American, I have red coats down for one more.
Red coats down for another one?
Yes.
Well, I like you, and you're in the Navy, and I'd like to give you... But I don't think we can get 2 hours on red coats, no.
It might be a different question.
No, I'd like to turn it around for you, Bill, but I don't know how we could do that. But you did miss the one about the horse stopping, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Yeah, and then they had... what was the error there when I said, whoa, horse, and then they...
Spurring the horse.
Yes, sir. The one about the brakes, if you think I ain't gonna give him the brakes, you're crazy. All right, Bill, that's so right. All right, Gene, East End, what's the score there? What's the score, boy?
5 errors detected, and Palmolive pays $60. And for the folks at home, Professor, here is an error that was not detected. What he said about the paratroops. There were no paratroops in those days.
You're certainly right. In those days, when you pulled a ripcord in those days, your pajamas fell off. All right, thank you, Dean Easton and William Sylvia. And by the way, Bill, you still have a chance at our $100 Palmolive payoff, which is coming right up. But first, for you men, some sage advice to make your daily shave behave. Dean?
Men, do you shave with a lather or brushless shave cream? Palmolive Shave Cream comes both ways, and whichever method you use, you'll find the new Palmolive Shave Cream way to shave means more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for 3 men out of every 4. Yes, 3 men out of every 4 get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Shave Cream way. It's a fact, men, not a promise. 2,548 men tried the new Palmolive way to shave, and no matter how they shaved before, 79% found beards cut easier, 75% less razor pull, 69% closer shaves, 80% smoother feeling skin. And 3 out of every 4 got more comfortable, actually smoother shaves. Just get Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, and do this. Wash your face with soap and water, rinse, then soap face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Work Palmolive Shave Cream upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave. That's all. But remember, Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, offers proof of more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for 3 men out of every 4. And now, Professor, it's time for our $100 Palmolive payoff.
Right, Dean Easton. And speaking of payoffs, I'd like to mention another payoff, children. One that pays off right in your own hometown. Yes, sir, that payoff is the community chest. That's a payoff where everybody benefits and everybody gives. So, students, let's give till it helps, okay? All right, Dean Heaston.
In the short sketch to follow, there is just one error that pays $100.
Plus the big bonus of a 6-month supply of bath-sized Palmolive.
The minute you contestants think you've detected this error, write down your answers. When the Palmolive payoff time is up, you'll hear a bell. Stop writing, and if one or more gets the right answer, the Palmolive payoff will be divided accordingly. If no one gets it, next week's Palmolive payoff will be $200.
And student body, when you think you've detected the error, don't go oh or ah or nudge each other and give it away. Let's make the contestants think for themselves, okay? All right, on your toes, students. Here comes the Palmolive payoff. Listen.
I had a very interesting time at the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. this summer. I visited a friend who was in politics and really knew his way around. I wanted to meet the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state, but they were all out. However, I did meet some congressmen who were senators there. If you ever get a chance to go up to Washington, don't pass it up. It's a wonderful city.
All right. Time's up. There's the bell. Stop right and let's see those cards. Mr. Edmund Slattery says congressmen are not senators, or who were senators there was the error. That's not an error. Senators are congressmen, even though congressmen are referred to as House of Representatives men. William Sylvia says congressman was the error, and Mrs. Harriet Radford says congressman isn't a senator. I'm sorry, they all three missed the error. The error was that there is no vice president at the present time, so he couldn't have been out. But to each and every member of our, so next week the Palmolive payoff will be a year's supply of bath-sized Palmolive soap and $200, and to each and every member of our student body here tonight for getting in such a fine lather, a cake of better than ever Palmolive soap to everyone. Well, children, it looks like time's up for tonight's class session here in the college, but we'll be back next Saturday, same time, with Harry Babbitt, Ishka Bibble, the Varsity Band, and more comedy of errors. And so, until next Saturday night, this is the Old Fest saying thanks a lot for listening, and so long, everybody.
This is Assistant Professor Bud Heaston. Join us again next week when the Colgate-Palmolive Peace Company, makers of Palmolive Soap, Your Beauty Hope, and Palmolive Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable shave, brings you a half hour of fun and frolic with another session of Comedy of Errors in the College of Musical Knowledge.
The last word on cleaning teeth is your dentist. And over 4,000 dentists in a nationwide survey said Colgate tooth powder with the 2-minute routine gets teeth sparkling and super clean. So to get your teeth super clean, to show their full natural sparkle, follow this 2-minute routine night and morning with Colgate tooth powder. Brush the biting edge, the inside and outside surfaces, and always stroke your brush away from the gums. Remember, dentists say Colgate tooth powder with a 2-minute routine gets teeth sparkling and super clean.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.